This is John Floridis, and you're listening to Montana Public Radio, and we are speaking today with Chris Botti, calling in from Los Angeles, and he's going to be in the listening area in Great Falls on Friday, May 2nd, 2014, performing at the Mansfield Theater. First of all, thank you, Chris, for making time to speak with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good and doing even better, getting a chance to talk with you. First of all, let's just maybe find out, have you been to Great Falls before or been to Montana? I know that you're originally from Portland and Corvallis.
Yeah, I've played Billings a couple of times, and my family and I came through Montana and enjoyed Mother Nature there. It's beautiful. When I was a kid. So I've been to Montana probably in my lifetime, maybe like 6 or 7 times, something like that.
So other than Billings, you have not performed in Montana before. Let's talk about this specific show in Great Falls. Maybe let folks know what they can expect.
I even have some very, very close friends of mine. I'm speaking to you now from Los Angeles, and every year we play Los Angeles, might be like the Hollywood Bowl or something. And I have friends of mine that kind of like will sheepishly say to me, Chris, when we come to your show, is it just you on stage with a trumpet? I mean, and I always kind of, it's a learning curve to try to get even my friends to understand that it's like a concert, you know, like some of the most incredible musicians in the world in the group. We travel with a concert violinist, 2 different singers. So one person gives us the kind of the R&B female voice, and then the other gentleman is the great kind of Andrea Bocelli classical voice. And the musicians are all incredibly famous at each one of their crafts. That, in a nutshell, has given me a very rewarding career for the last 10 years. And also, the live concerts are not anything really like my albums. I mean, yes, we play all the beautiful stuff, Cinema Paradiso and Hallelujah and Time to Say Goodbye and all that stuff, but it moves around and it's much more like kind of a, lack of a better word, rock concert feel to it. A very sophisticated rock concert, I guess. Classical rock concert. And so it's not just a reduplication of the music you hear on the record. You're getting a real sense for how the musicians flex their musical muscle in a very visceral way, and you're getting an entertaining show that hopefully people want to come back and see again and again.
And you get to play with orchestras all over the world.
About 25% of our gigs throughout the world are with orchestras, and I love it. It's just such a great musical bed to kind of stand in front of.
And your background, people think of you as a jazz musician, but your range of styles that you've worked in, including classical, that's been something that you've brought to the table for a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to play the trumpet, a lot of the architecture of being a trumpet player in jazz, you need to have classical chops, or you just will not be able to play at all. Yes, you know, at a certain point, you veer off and you might leave the classical world behind. But I've certainly spent most of my youth and in my college days and still every day practicing all the scales and arpeggios and stuff that classical musicians practice. And so there's a deep kind of understanding for that world of how to play the trumpet in that way.
Do you feel like your music and your performances, particularly these types of performances, bring 2 different worlds together? I mean, that's a big generalization, but say the classical world, the folks who are going to go to the symphony concerts, and folks who are familiar with popular music and just great, well-written melodies.
Yeah, and then also then there's the jazz. Obviously, there's improvisational things going on. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I have people come to the show and say, wow, I wasn't expecting to like be laughing so much, or I never thought I'd see a drummer like that. I'd never seen a drummer like that. You know, just whatever it is, the most impactful album I've done recently is called Live in Boston. And it's just kind of a mini Live in Boston show that we're taking on the road now. It just feels like the band's firing on all cylinders in a really positive way right now.
And if folks go on YouTube and just do a search for your name, there's all kinds of clips for them to see. And one of the things that I've noticed is you're really great at just talking to an audience and making them feel at home. It's kind of like a big living room concert. It just happens to have a symphony orchestra and some killer group of musicians fronting that orchestra.
My very first gig when I was a kid, I dropped out of college. Terrible message for kids, by the way. But I left school in the middle of my 4th year, and I got an opportunity to do a 3-week concert or 2.5-week concert with Frank Sinatra. I remember the way he sort of, in his way, the Rat Pack sort of swagger, but he talked to the audience. He engaged with the audience. Mm. And I go to shows now, and I'm very, very critical when I feel like someone isn't genuine, or they don't talk to the audience, or it just kind of feels like put on. And so I made it a point to like say something to someone in the audience or tell a story or enlighten people of the lineage of the music or who's about to do what or how great the piano player is or something like that, mm-hmm. to give them something beyond, thank you very much, the next song is, the next song is, the next song is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking today with Chris Botti. He's calling from Los Angeles. He's going to be appearing in Great Falls on Friday, May 2nd, 2014, at the Mansfield Theater there in Great Falls. Chris, just one more question. I know that you have an amazing touring schedule where you're playing over 300 nights a year. And as I recall, on either side of the show in Great Falls, you're ping-ponging back and around the Northwest or something.
We go to like Eugene, then to you guys, then to Portland. I think that's what happens.
And that's nothing compared to some of the stuff I've seen you do where you're playing in the States and then you're over in Asia and then back over to the States and then the other side of the country.
We got a little run coming up in June where it's one night in Seoul, Korea, and the next night Jacksonville, Florida. Good Lord.
Oh, man. Chris Botti appearing with the Great Falls Symphony on Friday, May 2nd, 2014 at the Mansfield Theater in Great Falls. Chris, thanks so much for giving us a chance to talk with you here, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Great Falls.
I look forward to it as well, and thank you for a fantastic interview.